Psalm 79, Preface. It is an unalterable truth. Sin is followed up by punishment. If we would escape punishment, we must avoid sin. But if we have sinned and receive what our deeds are worth, we must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, must acknowledge our transgressions with heart and mouth, and ask forgiveness for Christ's sake. As a wise physician will aim first to remove the cause of the disease, so the foremost petition in all our prayers should be for the remission of our sins. Whether asking for temporal or eternal, for heavenly or earthly gifts, this petition should always precede: Forgive us our trespasses. Deal not with us after our sins, and reward us not according to our iniquities. When a son who has sinned against his father wants to obtain the granting of a petition from him, he must first ask pardon for his offense and thereafter present his petition. For then only can he confidently count on a kind hearing. We have sinned against our Father in heaven, and, presenting ourselves before him, let us first of all ask his forgiveness for Christ's sake. Neither must we forget that piling on wood will never extinguish a fire. Add not sin to sin, it will increase wrath. And when you have asked the forgiveness of sin, then go, and by the grace of God, sin no more. This let us learn from the 79th Psalm. Prayer against the enemies of the truth and their tyranny. A Psalm of Asaph. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. Oh, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Summary. Composing this psalm, Asaph most likely foresaw in spirit the destruction of Jerusalem by the Chaldeans, who burned the city and the temple, broke down the walls, and left but a very small remnant of the people. Like the Lamentations of Jeremiah, this psalm is a song of sorrow over the desolation of Sion. Very properly may we apply it to the present enemies of the church, such as popery, infidelity, anarchism, indifferentism, and manifold heresies which besiege the church and threaten its overthrow. In these enemies, Gog and Magog have stepped on the broad of the earth and have encamped against the holy city. But however gloomy the outlook, we should, with Asaph, at all times, give thanks to God. The church will stand as long as the moon endures. In every generation, Christ has His chosen ones, and, living or dying, they are His. Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, with us abide, for round us falls the eventide. Nor let Thy word, that heavenly light, for us be ever veiled in night. In these last days of sore distress, grant us, dear Lord, true steadfastness, that pure we keep till life is spent, Thy holy word and sacrament. Amen.